So there had to be some other meaning to the mirror that I was not getting. But even here, I couldn't be sure. It was possible that there was no real meaning at all. I didn't want to believe that of so elegant an artist, but it was possible. And the message could very well be a private, deranged, and sinister one. There was absolutely no way to know. And so, there was also no way to know what I should do about it, if indeed I should do anything. I made the human choice. Funny when you think about it, me making a human choice. Harry would have been proud. Humanly, I decided to do nothing. Wait and see. I wouldn't report what had happened. After all, what was there to report? Nothing was missing. There was nothing at all to say officially except, Captain Matthews, I thought you should know that someone apparently broke into my apartment and left a Barbie doll in my freezer. That had a very good ring to it. I was sure that would go over well with the department. Perhaps Sergeant Doakes would investigate personally and finally be allowed to indulge some hidden talents for unfettered interrogation. And perhaps they would simply fling me on the mentally unable to perform list, along with poor Deb, since officially the case was closing and even when open had nothing to do with Barbie dolls. No, there was really nothing to tell, not in any way that I could explain. So at the risk of another savage elbowing, I wouldn't even tell Deborah. For reasons I couldn't begin to explain, even to myself, this was personal. And by keeping it personal, there was a greater chance that I could get closer to my visitor. In order to bring him to justice, of course. Naturally. With the decision made, I felt much lighter. Almost giddy, in fact. I had no idea what might come of it, but I was ready to go with whatever came. The feeling stayed with me through the night, and even through the next day at work, as I prepared a lab report, comforted Deb, and stole a donut from Vince Masuoka. It stayed with me during my drive home through the happily homicidal evening traffic. I was in a state of Zen readiness, prepared for any surprise. Or so I thought. I had just returned to my apartment, leaned back in my chair, and relaxed, when the phone rang. I let it ring. I wanted to breathe for a few minutes, and I could think of nothing that couldn't wait. Besides, I had paid almost $50 for an answering machine. Let it earn its keep. Two rings. I closed my eyes, breathed in. Relax, old boy. Three rings. Breathe out.